We're featuring Oscar nominees on our show today. Viggo Mortensen is up for Best Actor for his performance in Eastern Promises. It's directed by David Cronenberg, who also directed Mortensen in A History of Violence. I spoke with them both in September. Eastern Promises is a thriller set in London about a nurse midwife who delivers a baby while the mother dies in childbirth. Tracking down the baby's extended family leads the midwife to a man she doesn't realize is a Russian crime boss. In this scene, the crime boss's driver, who also does the family's dirty work, is driving the midwife home. The menacing-looking driver is played by Viggo Mortensen. The nurse is played by Naomi Watts.
Have you ever met a girl called Tatiana?
I met a lot of girls called Tatiana.
She was pregnant.
Ah, in that case, no, I never heard of her.
She died on my shift.
I thought you did birth.
Sometimes birth and death go together. She came in with needle punches all over both arms. Probably a prostitute, the age of 14. Do you think Semyon's son knew her?
I am driver. I go left, I go right, I go straight ahead, that's it.
Viggo Mortensen, you not only had to learn a Russian accent for the movie, you have to speak with a really commanding presence and sometimes a very menacing voice, which is totally unlike how you're speaking now. You sound very soft-spoken, completely non-threatening, the way you're speaking now. Would you talk a little bit about what you did vocally, both in terms of the accent, but also in terms of the menace that your voice sometimes assumes?
Well, there's one thing that I've noticed or that has been brought to my attention, and it makes sense to me. You know, people have said, I speak Spanish because I was raised in until I was 11, mostly in a Spanish-speaking country in Argentina. So I speak Spanish like I do English. And also because of my family and living there, I speak Danish. But when I speak Spanish, for example, people have said to me, you sound different, you seem, not just the words, but the tone and your body language is different. And it's something that the language informs you, the sounds you make and the ideas behind them, the sort of concepts that are particular to a culture and a language, change the way you present yourself even without you realizing it. It helps you. It does a lot of the work for you. And the language in this case really helped. I had the advantage from speaking some Latin language that certain R sounds or J, hard J sounds, I could get to them easier. But there are some vowel sounds or combinations of sounds that are particular to Russian and also Ukrainian, which I speak a little bit of in the movie, but although you wouldn't know it, there's a transition into Ukrainian briefly that a Russian would know or a Ukrainian. But those sounds were a little harder to get, you know, the ones that are very specific. But we eventually got there. It was the effort of getting there that also, I just found myself moving differently and seeming different when I was concentrating on getting those sounds right.
It didn't surprise me to finally realize that he spoke fluent Spanish and Danish and pretty good French and some Italian, some German maybe. And also, for both movies, more for this one, but even for History of Violence, accent, language was a key thing. Mm-hmm. In a weird way, Eastern Promises is about language, and to a lesser extent, but still important, History of Violence was too. Now, Viggo's really doing two accents in History of Violence, because the sort of Indiana accent is not his natural accent, and it's very subtle. And then there's the Philly accent that comes later that is, you know, also extremely subtle but really important. So and then once we had worked together, I realized that he wasn't just good, he was great, I have to say. And so then, of course, he was a marked man for me because now I want him to be in every movie that I do. When I was reading Eastern Promises and reading the role of Nikolai, it reminded me that Viggo had always seemed to me to have a Slavic element to his looks, to his face, to his cheekbones. And I don't know whether that's Danish and some great-grandmother was messing around with Russians. Or I don't know. You never know. But and I had thought that when we were shooting History, because a director has a relationship with an actor that's really quite bizarre and not much known, which continues beyond the actor's actual physical presence. You know, I'm in the editing room and I'm obsessively looking at my actors' faces, looking for the best take, the most subtle intonations of their voice. And sometimes I'm even taking sounds from one take and putting them in the mouth of another take. So you become incredibly sensitized to an actor's face and physical presence and voice. And so all of that I had gone through with Viggo in History of Violence really made me feel that he was absolutely the perfect guy for Nikolai.
David Cronenberg directed Eastern Promises. Viggo Mortensen is nominated for Best Actor for his performance in the film.